T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Motion man of the near side, Ricard. Jackson roll out to the right. Jackson throws on the move. It's caught at the 5. Ingram goes upstairs, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Baltimore. Jackson to Ingram. LaMarvelous. 5 touchdowns on the day through the air for Lamar Jackson.
LaMarvelous? How did you say LaMarvelous?
Say marvelous, but add luck.
LaMarvelous.
Yeah.
Have you coined that, or is he going
by
that
as there.
Well?
I did use LaMarkable recently. That one was me.
That was you.
I just didn't want to do it again.
LaMarvelous, is other people are using that one as well?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's in the ether.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli wondering if he'd used that before. We want to thank everyone connected to the broadcast. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all,
thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. And thanks to everyone who came out. Really appreciate that. A lot of fun. And I hope everyone had a chance to meet Dan. He'll be walking through the crowd later. Want to thank Dustin for coming out.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
Yes, and he's gone through hell. I think he ran out of here. I don't know. There he is. And our thanks to Kevbo, playing hurt.
Kevin Zithromycin. Kevin Z-Pack, that is.
Yeah, he's going to need one. And of course, I believe our guy Studs was filling in.
Yeah.
Adam Studs.
Yes.
Thanks,
in.
Adam.
And thanks to Ray, too. I mean, my God, Ray.
Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Big weekend
and
ahead
now
for Ray.
Now we welcome in our guys. It's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
And
morning,
guys.
Fellas.
I missed
morning.
Dinner last night. I heard
did.
It was great.
It was.
You really did. It was ideal. Yeah. It's like we drew it up for the perfect place.
Yeah.
And I did. I do have to conclude. I tried one of each as I said I would.
Uh-huh.
The bourbon old fashioned is the way to go.
Yeah.
Above and beyond the brandy old fashioned.
Yes. Now, told you.
Rye is still a possibility.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I had
the brandy one.
I had the brandy one, and I followed it up with the bourbon one, and it was the latter was considerably better.
And you know, the thing is, mixing alcohol is never a problem.
No.
So I hope you had some gin and some vodka following that. That's fantastic.
If you have enough pork shank and spetzel and chicken Florentine soup, it all works.
That was really nice dinner.
It was like
a Wisconsin family Christmas. You walk in, and there
well,
was like...
Well, if I had earned an invitation.
Yeah, what did you say, Connor, when you walked in?
That place looked alarmingly like my mother's house. It was just
You
real.
Walked in, I felt like I was in the middle of a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it was cutting it real close. It was like a Lifetime television Christmas movie with
very
all the
quaint.
Birdhouses and all the decorations.
And the people
up.
Were unbelievably friendly.
Oh, my God, yes.
And attentive, and the service was outstanding. The food was great.
Yep. I
definitely recommend it.
Well, what was the name of it?
The Colony House.
Yeah.
In Trevor, Wisconsin?
Yes, Trevor.
Okay.
Fine town.
Very well done.
Very
Thank
nice.
You to everyone there. Thank you to the entire staff and the cooks. It was wonderful.
Was there a lot of demon booze being poured? Is that what you're telling me? Did I miss
No.
Anything?
Enough.
just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
And the proper demons, too.
All right. And you had a steak?
No, I had half a duck.
Oh, a duck.
Oh, you got to get. You know,
Harkins had
duck.
A big slab of prime rib.
No. I thought he had a goose, and you guys ran around the table. I'm sorry. He had prime rib, and you had?
I had the pork shank.
Oh, yeah. Of course you did.
Mm-hmm.
I had pork chops.
Yeah.
Pork
yeah.
chops. And applesauce.
I would have had the pork shiv, but that's just me.
Well, that's where the demon booze comes
I'd rather play. Be the guy with the shiv than shanked. Okay. Well, that's
Look at
fun.
This crowd.
That's wonderful.
It's
I know. It's, the bar is open.
I was going to say, not only is it just the number of people who are here enjoying on both sides... It's the number of times a tray has come out with
I know.
Beer, Bloody Mary.
Yes. It feels
well,
later than 9:05. It does.
You forget, too, in Wisconsin, the Bloody Mary and the beer, that's one order. You get the Bloody Mary and then the side beer. That's the way you do it. You got to have something to wash down all that tomato juice. That's the treasure up here.
They actually sell a Bloody Mary mix in the
and the little store over
I
there.
I will be stopping at the little store here before Next, I
yep.
head
it's
home.
It's not little.
Get
it's
some chocolate cheese or some blueberry cheese.
Yeah, I'm not a chocolate cheese guy. I don't, things I don't want to get hooked on. But they have a blueberry cheese, and a gentleman came up to me during one of the breaks and said, when I described my kind of aversion to blueberry cheese, and he said, have you ever heard of blueberry cheesecake? Where do you think it comes from? And I said, cream cheese.
Right. Like,
I don't think it does sugar. I don't want like a giant slab of cheddar filled with blue, whatever the heck it is. Blueberries.
Yeah, sound good.
So what do you think of the game? Are you happy about the game? Are you looking forward to the game? Do you think it's going to be a
because
good
you
game?
Can.
Picking, have you made your pick? Can you do that later? Is it a big thing?
I don't think we forced Dan into a pick quite yet, but it does feel like all week it's felt like one of those Friday shows where at the end of it I look at Dan and I go, so what do you think? And he'll actually predict something, might actually have a feeling on
it. Yeah, I do it. I do it organically where if something bubbles up to the surface is an actual thought of what could happen in a football game, I will offer it. But I don't want to just sort of be game pick guy for the sake of picking it. I will. But the last time I said it, what did I say? I said the Bears have absolutely no chance to beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Absolutely.
That was my, my thought after talking and talking and talking and listening. I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is over and they're doomed. But
Connor,
I haven't had that feeling yet.
You know,
are you leaning
I think
way
it's,
or another?
It's one of those where you trust the Bears, because everybody who's watched this team, they've earned, this Bears team has been tough to love, and they've earned everything they've got, both positive and negative. But the one thing that they've done pretty consistently all year long is play defense, even as much as everybody screams and yells about how they're not great against the run. And look,
they're not giving up points.
More often. They don't.
But they give up big plays.
They don't, and that is a problem. Yeah. But I don't know that Green Bay offensive line holds up long enough for Aaron Rodgers to make the big plays he always makes. So this is where I'll be wrong, but I think the Bears' strength plays against the Packers' weakness, and I think they win by three.
It also isn't a Packers team that has a bunch of playmakers who you can say, no matter what, this guy's going to have two, three moments in the game. I can't say that about Alan Lazard.
Right. Bottle Aaron Jones. Bottle Aaron Jones as best you can.
Yeah, Aaron Jones has been really good.
They can stop the run, though.
Of course
they
can.
He did really good in the passing game.
Don't call him Raj.
A-Raj.
A-Rod.
A-Raj.
Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to call him Rodgers from now on. I'll show them. I'll silence the wrong
Mr. Patrick
consonant as well as they can. But David made a good point about the Bears, the big play thing, and the Packers. You know, what bothers me, you just said they're going to win by three.
Mm-hmm.
That implies that Eddie Pinheiro, whether Eddie's going to be a part of this thing. That always scares me.
I don't know that he's going to be a big part of this.
14-yard field goal?
I think the weather and his inconsistency, they're going to go for it on fourth down a lot.
They will only attempt a field goal from the end zone.
And extra points. I mean, extra points.
A 48-yard extra point.
Yeah, 48-yard extra point. They'll talk themselves into that again. I think that, you know, your defense is going to be able to limit the damage. I think offensively they need to protect the football against the defense. That's third takeaways.
It's Mitch's turnovers in the red zone. That can't happen. Yeah, that Green Bay defense has actually gotten turnovers in the red zone. They've been pretty stout inside the 20, and Mitch has a history of making decisions, really poor decisions, when they're going in, and that's kind of the difference. That's why I like him using his legs so much.
Yeah, but if he makes a bad decision, hope for the Bears' sake it comes early. Did you hear the statistic that Thayer and Tom Thayer and Jeff Joniak talked about last night? And Thayer unearthed this because he had this feeling, I was talking to Jeff, that something happened to Mitch after he throws his first interception. Like, he just exhales, like, okay, it can't get any worse. I've already thrown my pick.
I've hit rock bottom.
Okay, so now I'm just going to relax, and I'm going to play freer. What do we talk about, Mitch, playing freer?
His whole team needs
Last 2 weeks after his first interception, he's 30 of 38 for 380 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, and 10 yards per completion.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, if we think there is something going on in those numbers, and that's pretty convincing, is he applying the pressure to himself?
Yes. Dan, that's the story of the season.
Has 2 years.
Everything about the Bears, everything about Mitch is from the shoulders up.
But it has to come from what's being drummed into his head every day at work. It can't be independent of what's being said in meetings or as they're going over film.
Oh, yeah, TVs are off. Earmuffs are on.
Yeah, but they still watch film. I mean, the outside TVs are off, but they're still in a dark room with a laser pointer saying, what did you see? What did you see? What did you see?
So the coaches probably call him a loser. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I just it's been a fascinating project to manage his the mental side of the game for him.
That's an interesting word to use, project, because in year three, you shouldn't be a project.
Give him your Leonard Floyd stat.
Leonard Floyd, in seven career games against the Packers, has seven and a half sacks. He's got 11 in the 44 other games he's played against the rest of the National Football League.
So what is that, 40% of his sacks have come against Green Bay?
Seven and a half in seven games. So on Sunday, while they're worried about, hey, look, Akeem Hicks is back, and, oh, look, there's Khalil Mack is going to wreck our game plan again, it might be Leonard Floyd coming from the backside saying, okay, I'm here to dominate against the Packers again.
And they'd better, you know, because the edge rushers better get it done. You have to go get this quarterback. If you don't put him on the ground, then you have to hurry him up. I know how good he's been, but those two middle linebackers are both backups. You're on third and fourth string middle linebackers, and if anything Aaron Rodgers does well is get it out quick, identify his mismatches, and maybe find Aaron Jones. That's where they lose this game. If you can't pressure him, that's where you lose this game.
I love how you just pointed to me with this, pull out the numbers. I have a jukebox. And you just put in a nickel or something.
But you had the amazing statistics. You were the man of amazing
statistics. I wrote them down,
statistics.
But I didn't know where my papers were. Like, yeah,
oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to make you scramble. I'm just impressed that you actually did
delivered under pressure. you're a regular Mitch Trubisky after an interception.
Well, did you guys do breakfast?
No. I had, Dan, you were at dinner. I don't need breakfast. Okay, my dinner's still holding
like
me
breakfast.
Over. No,
it's
I haven't had
meal.
Breakfast yet.
I don't need
the biscuit. Of early. Course, yeah. I mean, yeah. The breakfast looked good, but I think I'm gonna give it about an hour and a half, and then
go to lunch.
And then there's gonna be a storm of encased meat.
You small guys can eat breakfast all you want.
Oh yeah.
If I had bratwurst right now,
they have a brat muffin, like a McMuffin style.
Of course they do.
Brat and cheese.
Didn't he have it? That's what he had.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then someone had a brat omelet over here. It's meant to be fantastic.
But it took Dave three segments to eat it. I mean, it's so big.
Breakfast starts as soon as the brats show up. That's the game plan.
What have you other than bratwurst in your future?
Well, we're going to have football talk with a couple special friends stopping out today to join us here.
Really?
Hubba Arkish is going to come by at 10. We're going to do the midday midway at 10:40. Big Cat Williams is going to come by at 11. So we're going to have a big Bears presence here, a big Bears footprint.
We had Les stop by.
Yeah, Les came by to see us.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Good. Did you guys share a meal with him?
How's he doing?
He's doing great. I Chipper.
He was great. Yeah, he was delightful.
Posing for pictures.
Always.
Yeah, very delightful.
All right, guys, we'll be listening.
Have a great show, guys.
All right, safe home.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.